CIO, we have your respect. And we will continue to come to these rallies, and we will build the momentum as we have over the years. We'll bring our friendly rat, and we will make sure that respect gets to the CEOs and you get a contract. Let's win this, as Mark said.
Next I have coming up, I'm so appreciative for the different people who are standing behind me today. I have to tell you, I'm overwhelmed. I am from the nurses from Main Campus, from Bellevue, who have showed up today. We are standing together. I am also appreciative for the nurses that came from Albany Med and Nathan Tower and all of these other people. Next, I have coming up Rashida Taylor, clergy, New York State Council of Churches.
Thank you, my name is Rashida Tyler. I am the Deputy Executive Director of the New York State Council of Churches. And I'm here to say, we represent over 7,500 congregations in New York State, from Massa People to Messina, and we all stand with nurses.
Terry, your Roman Labor Card, flying for the Hustle Mohawk Magazine Network. I'm here at Ellis Hospital in Schenectady, where they're having a protest in working conditions and working contracts.
There is another epidemic right now. It's an epidemic of greed. That they do not understand the very essence of what they are there for. They are there for the people of the community,
right?
And the people who are healing are the people who are necessary. Not necessarily the people at the top. I'm not saying that, but not necessarily the people at the very top. We need the carers, we need the doctors, we need the health professionals. One thing, my grandmother was a nurse. My grandmother started a nursing home, and she was one of the best carers that we knew. She helped nurse people back from all types of conditions. And so the passion and dedication that is needed is something that cannot be lost in our communities, and it's something that has to be nurtured. I do not want nurses who are caring for others worrying about their mortgages, their rent, or if they have to pick up a second, third, fourth shift in order to make the ends meet. It's not right. Care for your carers. Thank you so much.
And I'm here at the Ellis Hospital New York Nurses Association protest against job conditions and for a contract. And I have one of the groups that here supporting them, the Capital District Area Labor Federation President, Seth Cohen. And how you doing, Seth?
I'm doing well, Willie. Thanks for being here.
All right. So, Seth, tell me what's your thoughts on this rally today and why it's necessary? Because I don't know, you did speak.
Yeah, it was an excellent turnout. I don't know how many, probably a couple hundred folks here, not only the nurses, but the labor unions around it. And it really, as one of their lead folks said, they've been at this now for several years, but a year ago they started to sit down at the table. And there's no reason that you can't get a contract in that length of time with the funding that comes into this hospital. These folks deserve to have a fair contract.
Now, is this just affecting this hospital, or is there...
It actually does affect all the others. The one that we're talking about today is just the nurses here at Ellis.
Right.
But you've got to figure all of the others. We had somebody here talking from the Albany Medical Center. they definitely get affected by this. Bellevue gets affected by this. What the Trinity Healthcare is trying to do over in Troy with the closing down the Burdett Center. So they're all connected. They're absolutely all connected, and that's why they're all here supporting each other, as well as, you know, the unions that I represent, we're supporting them as well.
Right. And I want to ask you this, being president of the Capital District Area Labor Federation, is this going to be a big issue for this year, for the 2024 year? Is this one of the major issues?
It's definitely one of the major issues because not only, you know, obviously for the workers, but as someone said, it's about the community.
Right.
You know, these folks are the people when we're sick, when our loved ones are sick, they go to the hospitals. And so if you don't have the nursing staff that you need, you're not going to get the care that you need. If you don't get the care, then your community suffers. And if your community suffers, that's the end of what we all know, that, you know, that kind of keeps us all together. So yeah, we're 100% behind them, and you know, we're gonna give everything that we absolutely can to make sure that they get the contracts that they need and the staffing conditions. You know, alongside that, we also work at the legislative end. We talk to the Assembly and the Senate folks about those safe staffing bills, and to make sure that they have some teeth to them. You know, it's one thing, you know, sometimes they write a bill and it's like, okay, we got the bill. But if it doesn't mean anything, or you can't like enforce it, then it, what's it good? You know, it's not even worth the paper that it's written on.
Okay, and Seth, I do know that y'all have an event coming up. You want to say anything about that event coming up?
Sure, well, we have two. On the April 27th, we have our annual business meeting with our delegates coming, and there'll be some resolutions about these kinds of things. But sort of related to today, in the afternoon, we have the Workers' Memorial Commemoration. And every year, April 28th, that's a Sunday, so we're doing it on the 27th at the Albany Labor Temple from roughly noon to 2. We commemorate and honor all of the workers that have died on the job in the past year. And I believe this year the number, it's either 20 or 21. People who've died at their workplaces, or we have, I believe it's 2 suicides as a result of that. Now, these are really a direct result of unsafe working conditions, employers that aren't taking care of their workers. And that's just unacceptable to us.
And that particular event is open to the
anybody, yeah, from noon to 2, they can come. We'll have some talks from a variety of people. We may have some representatives from those families. We'll honor each of those members that, or each of those people that died. We'll have a little lunch and commemoration, and people can talk and mingle and get some support for each other. And that's absolutely open to the entire public.
All right. Thank you, Seth. That's Seth Cohen, who's president of the Capital District Area Labor Federation. Thank you, Seth.
Thanks, Willie.
And I have as my guest.
My name is Cosmo, the vice president of 81359. This is the Momentive Chemical Workers in Waterford.
Right. Oh, I remember. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all had a long struggle.
Yes. Yes.
So, what's your thoughts on here? You know, you out here helping me out?
Yeah, we were called out again. We had times where we're also getting ready for on contract. And looking back, historically, the contract we have right now, a few years back in 2017, we had a strike, one of the longest strikes we've had in America for a while. And it was successful because of the help from the same nurses that are here. So we feel and we kind of have that bonding that they helped us during our time. So when they call for us, we have to step up and help them out.
What labor is supposed to do,
Yes, that's the strength of labor, the strength of numbers.
So when do y'all contract?
Our contract right now, we are destined to next summer, we'll start our negotiations.
Okay.
Yes.
So have you had any real problems, you know, with management?
As always, man, you're talking with corporate, and you're talking about profits and healthcare, talking about retaining talent and cost of living. So that's some of the things we're looking forward to, because where we are right now, healthcare has only gotten worse. And even in times of, times are tough, but for being a chemical plant, I think we're holding well. The business has not been that bad. So we're hoping that we could have a decent, you know, so our approach at it is to be decent because we all need this job. They need us here and we need us to be, we all need the job. So we're hoping that we can have a decent table negotiations where we could meet and have halfway and they could address our needs on healthcare, they can address our needs on cost of living, and at the same time, see how we can retain our talent in the Capital District and be profitable for the company. So that's what we're hoping for. And so if that don't come, we're ready to go.
You're ready to call us?
Yes, we're ready to call up the community.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you now.
Yes, sir. Thank you.